Bava Kamma, Perek Dalet, Mishnah Base 4-2. And now we're going to discuss the nature of the animal being a muad. So we said muad means that the owner was put on notice that his cow was, or his animal was dangerous, three separate times. And at that point, he is responsible to be more careful with the animal. And if it damages, he now has to pay full damages, not chatzi nezek, and unlimited liability. The question is something like this. If your cow gores cows three times, is it also a muad for attacking goats? So our Mishnah says, shor shu muad lemino, if you have a cow which has been established to be dangerous to attack mino, its own species, so it's a bull that attacks more bulls. Ve'ena muad l'she'ena mino. But it has also been confirmed that it's not dangerous towards other animals that aren't its species, meaning when it comes to goats, it doesn't attack them. Meaning implying that if the cow needs to confirm, prove itself to not be dangerous towards goats. And if so, then we will treat the cow as a muad regarding other cows and a tam regarding goats. But it has to establish that it's not dangerous, meaning that it has to, yes, attack cows three times, but it has to at the same time be exposed to goats and not attack them. If we don't have that data, we don't know how it treats goats, we have to assume, according to our Mishnah, that the cow is dangerous, not just to cows, but other goats as well. So a person has like more responsibility. We'll call that the maximalist approach. The person says, you know, the Torah is making you responsible for your cow to be a dangerous cow with respect to all kinds of damage, unless it has demonstrated it's not dangerous in some specific scenario. And similarly, if you have a muad la'adam, if the cow has attacked people, then muad la'behem, but you've confirmed that it's not dangerous to animals. It just attacks people. When it's around animals, it's docile, or people it attacks. So now you've got an animal which is a muad for one, not the other. Or you could have a situation in which it's a muad la'katan, vein a muad la'gadolim. It consistently attacks, you know, young animals, like a little foal and a calf, vein a muad la'gadolim, but it doesn't attack an older horse or a mature cow and so on. So then if that's the case, if it's shown how it's dangerous for some and not others, eshu muad lo, so then whatever it is a muad towards, that is mishalem nezek shalem. The owner has to pay full damages. Ve'eshe'enu muad lo, whatever he has not been confirmed to be dangerous towards, he's confirmed he's innocent, or not, he's docile towards those animals, or those other characters, or class of things, then mishalem chatzi nezek, the owner only pays half damages. Okay, now, the Mishnah is actually subject to a machlokas in terms of girsa, according to most. And this girsa we have in front of us is the girsa, the version of the Mishnah, as it's retained by Rav Zvid in the Gemara. And Rav Zvid puts that vav in there, meaning he has this maximalist approach. He says that you're, so to speak, your cow is guilty as a muad until proven innocent, unless it shows its docile in some respect. And therefore, the vav he includes is that vav, I'll emphasize it again now, it's shor shu muad lemino, the cow is dangerous regarding its own type, ve'eno muad, that's the vav, ve'eno, but it's also confirmed to not be dangerous, l'she'eno mino, to its, not its species. Muad la'adam, it's confirmed as dangerous to people, ve, and ain't a muad la'behema, but it's also shown it's not dangerous towards other livestock. Muad la'katanim, ve, ain't a muad la'gadolim, it's dangerous towards young animals, but not older ones. That's Rav Zvid's version of the Mishnah. There's another version of the Mishnah that Rav Papa had. Rav Papa said there's no vav in the Mishnah. He takes what I will call a minimalist approach. He says you can assume that your cow remains a tam unless it's shown to be specifically muad. So he takes that vav out, and therefore the mission would read something like this. Shor shu muad lemino, just because your cow is confirmed to be dangerous towards other cows, eino muad, see no vav there. So just eino muad l'sheino mino. That doesn't mean it's considered muad for other creatures besides cows. Muad la'adam, just because it's established that it's dangerous towards people, eino muad la'behema. It's not yet considered a muad when it comes to other livestock. Muad la'katanim, just because it attacks young creatures, eino muad la'gadolim. It's not yet confirmed to be a muad to pay nezek shalom when it comes to older creatures. So that's a different reading in the Mishnah. The reason why I bring that up is because the halacha falls Rav Papa. Okay, so that means that the halacha takes this kind of minimalist approach that it's sort of in the favor of the mazik, which says he's not liable unless his cow is shown to be dangerous in a more general way against this specific, you know, category that it attacked. Now, the Mishnah continues and says, Amru lifnei Rabbi Yehuda. The students of Rabbi Yehuda asked him, they say, wait a second, if there's a way to sort of compartmentalize and limit where the cow is considered mu'ud and when not, so what about Haresha haya mu'ud l'shabasos v'ena mu'ud l'chol? What happens if you have a cow and it's going around goring on Shabbos, but it doesn't gore during the week? Is that such a thing? Can it be that the cow is going to be considered a mu'ud just on Shabbos and it'll be a tam the rest of the week? Amar lahem, Rabbi Yehuda says, yes, that indeed is the case. L'shabasos m'shalem nezek shalem. On Shabbos, if he gores, the owner will have to pay nezek shalem because he's more responsible. L'yamosechol. But on other days of the week, m'shalem chatzi nezek. He only pays half damages. Now, the Gemara says, like, why should this be? And it gives, why should it be that the cow will be more dangerous on Shabbos and other days of the week? And the Bavli gives a reason, well, during the week it's working, whereas on Shabbos it's sort of idle, nothing to do. The old idle hands do the devil's work. Once the cow is, you know, bored or whatever, unstimulated, it's or too much energy, whatever it is, so it gets frisky and starts attacking people. So there's a reason why you should expect the cow was dangerous on Shabbos, but not during the rest of the week. That being the case, you see that you can't just find some clever pattern that would exempt you. In other words, you can't just say, listen, as it happens, the three cows that my cow gored happen to have, you know, spots on the left side, so now your cow has a spot on its right side, I should be liable, nezek shalom. No, that's not how it works. But since there's a rationale to think why the owner should be careful on Shabbos, not the rest of the week, and the cow is attacked three times on Shabbos, not the rest of the week, he can be mu'ud just for Shabbos, not the rest of the week. The Yerushalmi gives a different explanation. It says that during the week, people wear more like, you know, subdued colors, like more plain work clothes, whereas on Shabbos, they're wearing more colorful, fancy Shabbos clothes. And again, that's what excites the animal to attack people. That'd be specific for people. But again, the idea is that there's a rationale. Since the cow was attacking people because they're wearing colorful clothing, you have to be more careful, whereas during the week when people aren't wearing fancy clothing, then it wouldn't be mu'ud for such people. Says the Mishnah further, Ve'emasai hu tam. Now, when can the animal revert to being a tam, to being, you know, once again, chatzi nezek? So, according to Rabbi Yehuda, it's mishiyachzer bo shlosha yemei shabbosos. If three, like, I'll call it, like, you know, weeks in a row, three Shabbos has passed, where again the cow doesn't gore. So the cow, which was a mu'ud for Shabbos, now reverts back to being not a mu'ud even on Shabbos. And that would be consistent with what Rabbi Yehuda said before when he said you need to have 3 days of not being a mu'ud, as opposed to three times. Or as Rabbi Meir said, playing with little children would make it, and not hurting them, would make the cow to be a tam all over again. So the truth is that Rabbi Yehuda hasn't said anything new. So the question is, his sheet of having to do it three times, on three different days, and why are we re-speaking that out? And the answer is, because you can't say just because, let's say, for example, your cow is a mu'ud for attacking on Shabbos. You can't say, well, that's because it has nothing to do. But on, you know, this week, we had Monday, Tuesday, and Wednesday, we just had, you know, we didn't do any work around the field, and the cow didn't gore, so therefore my cow should revert now to being a tam, even on Shabbos. Now, you can't say that. It would have to prove itself three times on, in this case, the Shabbos itself, regardless of the fact that other days of the week it had nothing to do, or maybe people wore colorful clothing, and so on and so forth.